The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Yoina Dick, Reish Chabura in the Torah Life Kollel of Cleveland, and Rosh Kollel of the Shifty Chabura of Cleveland Heights, Ohio. The shiur has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman Ashkechei, the Rav Adar Ba'avo, Rav Nachman found Rav Adar Ba'avo, Rami Chutei V'komevorech. He was placing Chutim on a beggar, and he was making a brocho. Lasseis Tzitzis. Omalei, my Tzitzi. So Rav Nachman argued. Rav Nachman says, what brocho is this? You don't make a brocho on tying Tzitzis onto a beggar. Omar Rav, tzitzis, and so a brocha, and he quotes a member from Rav, Hochi Omar Rav, that tzitzis does not require brocha in the making of tzitzis. Kinech Nashi de Rav Huna, the Gemara brings another case, the Rav, when Rav Huna was nifter, Rav Chisto went, Lemir made the Rav of the Rav. He asked to steer us between two members of Rav. Mi Omar Rav, tzitzis, and so a brocha, does Rav say that tzitzis doesn't require brocha like Rav Nachman just says? For Omer Rav Yehuda says Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav in the name of Rav, minayim le tzitzis ba'oy v'kichov mishu p'sula. How do we know the goy is unable to make tzitzis? Shenemar dabel b'nei Yisrael, v'osu lehem tzitzis, b'nei Yisrael can make tzitzis, yasu v'lehoob v'kichovim. The Mora explains the stira. V'haim Rumio, what's the stira? Rav Yosef explains Rav Yosef. Because Rav Chista understands, kol mitzvah shekisheira bo'ev v'kichovim, any mitzvah which is kosher that may be done through a goy, b'yisrael ain't tzav levorech. If the Yisrael were to do it, he wouldn't make a brocha. But kol mitzvah shepsulo bo'ev v'kichovim, any mitzvah which is possible through a goy will not be able to do it. Be Yisrael, if the Yisrael does it, he makes a brocha. So therefore, ask Rav Chisda, if Rav understands, and Rav is a drosh to say that only Yisrael can make tzitzis, a goy is unable to make tzitzis, so the chayra, that should say that the Yisrael should make a brocha in the making of the tzitzis. And the Chayyur, Rav Nachman, has a member from Rav saying that the Yisrael does not make tzitzis, doesn't make a brocha in the tying of the tzitzis, on the beggars. After a shakl v'tayr, the Gemara comes out, and the Gemara says, a klal in hilchos brochas by mitzvahs. Evolav haimataymo. Explains the Gemara, the klal, when do we make a brocha on a mitzvah or not? Kol mitzvah, das yosek gemar mitzvah, any mitzvah, with the asiyo. The actual doing of the mitzvah, the making of the mitzvah, the making of the item of the mitzvah, is good for the mitzvah itself. Kagoyin, for example, milo, cutting off the orlo, is the mitzvah of milo itself. Afagav, even if it would be kosher through an oivik yichovim, a Yisrael makes a brocha. But any mitzvah, for kol mitzvah, das yosa lav gemar mitzvah, any mitzvah, where the making of the mitzvah is not the gemar. It's a prerequisite. It's not the end of the line. The making of this item is not the sefer shel dover. For example, making of tefillin. A person makes the tefillin, he's kosher the tefillin. He makes the bottom of the tefillin. Even though it may not be done by a goy. Afagav, the psulois, it's possible if a goy does it. But nonetheless, the Yisrael ain't tzarech levorech. If the Yisrael were to do so, he would not make a brocha. And what was the shaila about tzitzis? The two memras, the two gemaras, the machloikas we had on Omer Aleph, whether or not you make a brocha in tying the tzitzis on the beged, explains the gemara b'hokum mifugi. This is the machloikas. Marasov achoves talis. The man, the omu, who says that you make a brocha in tying the tzitzis on the beged, because the mitzvah of tzitzis is a chayva on the talus. The beged itself has a chiyuv. That means, even if a person wouldn't actually wear the beged, the person has a beged in his house, and he's not wearing it. Nonetheless, there's an obligation, there's a chiyuv for that beged to have tzitzis. It's a chiyuv as talus, it's a chiyuv on the actual beged itself. Therefore, according to that man, the Omer, when you make tzitzis on the beged, that's the mitzvah. You're ready to be mekayin the mitzvah tzitzis. It comes out if you hold that tzitzis is chiyuv as talus, and there's a chiyuv on any beged that one owned to have tzitzis. Not necessarily if he wears the beged, but having the beged itself is a mechayif. So therefore, when you make the tzitzis on the beged, that itself is a mitzvah, it's the gemar mitzvah as well, and therefore you would make a brocha in the actual making of the tzitzis. But the other man d'omer says, who holds from Nachman, who do hold you do not make a brocha on the making of the tzitzis on the beged. What is the, he understands the nature of the mitzvah tzitzis is different. And Mar Sova, Rav Nachman understands that the chiyuv of tzitzis is a chiyuv on the gavro. So it's an obligation on the person. Only a person wearing arba kanfos would go ahead and has a chiyuv to put tzitzis onto a beged. Having a beged, which is munach bekupsa, like the Gemara says earlier, having a beged in your drawer, not on the person, there's no chiyuv of tzitzis. The chiyuv tzitzis is only after you wear it. Therefore, in making the actual tzitzis, at that moment, there's no person's not being loibish at tzitzis. You're not wearing the tzitzis then. Therefore, it's not the gemar mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah itself. It's not the end of the mitzvah. There's still something to be done for the mitzvah to be performed. In this case, to wear the beged. Therefore, says Rav Nachman, the making the tzitzis on the beged is not the gemar mitzvah. You would not make a brocha. The Rashba asks the kash on this gemar. We're saying over here that the machloikis between Rav Chista and Rav Nachman of whether or not you make a brocha on the being matel tzitzis on tying the tzitzis on the beged is dependent upon how you understand the mitzvah of tzitzis. Is the chayvas talis or is the chayvas gavro? And that will tell us whether it's the gemar mitzvah. If it's chayvas talis, it's the gemar mitzvah. If it's chayvas gavro, it's not yet the gemar mitzvah. Ask the Rashba, the chayra, Rav Chista said, was asking from a different place. Rav Chista and Omna Aleph was asking from a drosha that Rav says. Rav says, as the Gemara quoted on Omna Aleph, Om Rabbi Huda, Om Rav, Minayin letzitzit bo ebe kichav mishu psula, Shenema adab b'nei Yisrael. The mitzvah tzitzis, says Rav, can only be done through Yisrael, and that Rabbi Yosef on Amal Aleph explained what was Rabbi Chista's stira. Because it says Rabbi Chista, the klal is a mitzvah which can only be done through a Yisrael, that's when you make a brocha. So in Cain, how does the Gemara know but that's Rabbi Chista, and why is the Gemara explaining in Amal Aleph that the pshat Rabbi Chista, who holds you make a brocha on the tzitzis, it was tzitzis chayvas talis. The Chayra, Rav Chista was asking from a different place. Explains the Rashba that when Rav Chista, the drosha that Rav Chista makes, is making, it bringing from Rav on the Aleph, that only Yisrael is allowed to make tzitzis, only Yisrael is able and kosher to be matal tzitzis on the beged, as opposed to a goy. Explains the Rashba that Rav Chista is telling us, Hagufa, that means chayvas gavra. Explains the Rashba. We understand by tefillin cannot be done by a goy. Because tefillin have a kedusha. Something which is kadosh, we understand the goy cannot do. Even if the making of the tefillin is not the gemar mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah itself, you have to wear the tefillin after they have been made. But we can understand that the actual making of the tefillin has to be done through Yisrael. It's a davar shebekedusha. Whereas, says the Rashba, tzitzis is difficult to understand. Why should it be that only a Yisrael is able to make tzitzis? There's no inherent kedusha in tzitzis. It's not davar shebekedusha. So why is it that a goy should be possible? Says the Gemara, if we see, and that's the way the Rashba says what the Gemara explains of Chissa's understanding of the drasha. If we see that only a Yisrael is able to make tzitzis, it must be because the actual making the tzitzis is the mitzvah. Bishleim of tzitzis would be a prerequisite, a preliminary to the mitzvah. And after you wear, you're matal the tzitzis, afterwards the levisha is the mitzvah. So we'd say, why can't a guy do it? It's not dovash b'kedusha. But since, explains the Gemara, that Reb Chista is telling us b'shem Rav, that only a person, only a Yisrael can make the tzitzis, it must be shteitin dem. In this pasuk, which tells me that only Yisrael is able to make the tzitzis, hagufa shteit, we see that because that's the mitzvah itself. That's the Gemara mitzvah. The only understanding why a Yisrael, only Yisrael, is able to make tzitzis is because, says the Rashba, because the mitzvah of tzitzis is chayves hatalis. The beged has a chiyuv. Without wearing it, it's already mechuyuv. And therefore, when you make tzitzis on a beged, that's the mitzvah itself. And therefore, if it's the mitzvah itself, understandably, it can only be done through Yisrael. It should come out according to this shita. The Rashba is telling us that what we see in this Gemara, that the understanding that the Yisrael can only, and only Yisrael as opposed to a goy, is not able to make tzitzis, is because the tzitzis is the Gemara mitzvah. It's chayves atalus. So the question in the Rishonim, how we paskin? They look for rayas. How do we paskin in the halacha of chayves talus or chayves gavra? La halacha we paskin chayves agavra only, and the person who has tzitzis in his drawer is not, and there's no, and a beggar of arbekantvayis in his drawer, and there's no tzitzis, not mechuyev to place tzitzis on them. There is a shita which says that tzitzis is chayves gavra. The chayra, according to this Rashma, you have a smach from the sugya, because we paskin that only Yisrael is allowed to make tzitzis, and the Rashma is cheshbening. The Rashma is saying that to understand why only Yisrael should be able to make tzitzis is because we're going to say it's chayves atalus. That was what the Gemara is understanding from Mechista. So if we paskin that only Yisrael can make tzitzis, it should come out according to that shita. Excuse me. It should come out. It's chayves atalus. In Siman Yutes, the Morgan Avram asked the following question. We came out, according to the Maskon of the Sugyo, you only make a brocha on a mitzvah which is the Gemar mitzvah. Something which is the end of the mitzvah. Asked the Morgan Avram, what's the pshat, why is it that when it comes to a mezuzah, the brocha that we make is on being kiveya the mezuzah on the door? You make the brocha When you place the mezuzah on the doorway. Ask the Magen Avraham, the Chayra, we paskin, the only type of house which is required to have a mezuzah is a house which is lived in. Chayves Hador, the Gemara calls it. Ask the Magen Avraham, if we paskin that mezuzah is a Chayves Hador, and that means only when you're living in the house is there a requirement for a mezuzah. Placing the mezuzah on the doorway is a preliminary. So ask the Magen Avraham, why do we make a bracha when we keveya the mezuzah on the doorway? And indeed, the nusach of the bracha is on being keveya the mezuzah, on placing the mezuzah on the doorway. The Chayre asks the Magen Avraham, just like we find by tzitzis, we don't make a brocha lahalocha on the asiyas tzitzis, on the making of the tzitzis, we make a brocha on the wearing of the tzitzis. So ask the Magen Avraham, how come by mezuzah, the brocha that we make is on being kevei the mezuzah on the door, placing the mezuzah on the doorway, we should make, according to this line of reasoning, the brocha that should be made on mezuzah should be that of living in the house. the kasha of the Morgan Avram. One can argue with the Morgan Avram, and one can say it's a following understanding. The Morgan Avram is equating the mitzvah of tzitzis to the mitzvah of mezuzah. Just like by tzitzis, you make a beged of arba kanfos, and then you wear it, and we make a brocha not on the making of the tzitzis, but on the wearing of the beged. So to the Morgan Avram equates the mitzvah of mezuzah. The bracha shouldn't be made on being kaveya the mezuzah on the doorway, on placing the mezuzah on the door. It should be made on the actual being mekayim the mitzvah, which is living in the house. One can make a distinction and say as follows. Certainly when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis is to wear the beged of arba kanfos. But the mitzvah of mezuzah, even though we find that there's a halacha called chayves hador, and a house which is not occupied has no chiyuv to have a mezuzah, and the mitzvah of mezuzah is only on the actual living, only has a, you're only mechuyiv to have a mezuzah on a house which you're living in, but it doesn't mean to say that the mitzvah of mezuzah is living in the house. The mitzvah of mezuzah is to be kaveya, a mezuzah on the doorway. Placing the mezuzah on the doorway is the mitzvah, which is the bracha that we make. This that we find, there's a chayves hador by mezuzah, this that we find, that the obligation of having mezuzah is only on a house which is lived in, that's just a tanai. It's a condition. What type of house, what type of doorway has a chi of mezuzah? A doorway which functions to a house which is lived in. Until you have a living in the house, it's not called a bias, it's a piece of real estate. But it doesn't mean that the living in the house is the key of mitzvah mezuzah. The key of mitzvah mezuzah is putting the mezuzah on the doorway. What type of house is required? What type of doorway is required to have mezuzah? That type of doorway, that type of house which is lived in. So it comes out, it's very different than the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzis, we pass, and certainly is only an obligation to have, to put tzitzis on something which you wear. And it's a mitzvah on the wearing of the beged is the mechayiv of the tzitzis. Not a beged of arba kanfos, but wearing the beged of arba kanfos. Whereas by mezuzah, the mechayiv mezuzah is to place the mezuzah on your doorway. But what type of doorway? The door which has a door. Chayves hador means to say, the person who's making it into a bias, he is the one who's creating the chiv on the doorway. But the vada, the door is machayev, not because you live there. The kiviyah mezuzah is a machayev itself. What type of doorway a person who lives in the bayis gives it a shame, gives it the name of being called a house, and that's the understanding of chayves hador. And according to that, it's very different, the mitzvah of mezuzah from the mitzvah of tzitzis, and that would explain the Morgan Avram's kasha. The Maisa, the Morgan Avram answers his question, and the Acharonim who go alpi the Morgan Avram understanding that just like wearing the beged of arba kanfos is the mechayva tzitzis. So to living in the house is a key mitzvah of living in the house is a key mitzvah of mitzvah mezuzah. So why then is the bracha to be keveya the mezuzah? So Morgan Avram is saying simply, that explains the Morgan Avram, because generally speaking, when are you keveya a mezuzah on your house? When you're living there. A person who's going to live in the house puts the mezuzah up. And therefore the broch is to be keveya mezuzah. By tzitzis, explains the Morgan Avram, by tzitzis you don't make the beged, you don't place the strings on the beged after you're wearing the beged. First, you place the strings on the beged, and then you wear the beged. Therefore, the mitzvah Chazal could not make on the making the tzitzis that happened before you mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, Chazal made the mitzvah of the wearing of the beged of tzitzis. Mashenkin by mezuzah, since it's after you come into the bayis, then you're placing the mezuzah on the doorway. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, Chazal made the bracha of mikveh the mezuzah on the doorway. The Birkei Yosef gives a different understanding, and the Birkei Yosef explains that Chazal were only made a bracha on a maisa. On a maisa mitzvah, you make a bracha. Wearing the beged of Arba Kanfos is the maisa hamitzvah of ki mitzvah tzitzis. Therefore, you make the bracha on wearing the beged. When you wear the beged of Arba Kanfos, then you make a bracha. Masha'en came by mezuzah, granted, says the Birkei Yosef, granted the Magen Avraham is correct. Living in the house is a key in the mitzvah of mezuzah. But it's not a clear act of a key mitzvah of being a kind of mitzvah of mezuzah. Person who's living in a house is not doing so for the mitzvah, the purpose of being a kind of mitzvah of mezuzah. He's living in his house. It's not a clear act of a key mitzvah of mezuzah. Therefore, Chazal did not give a brocha on living in a house which has a mezuzah. Chazal made the brocha on the maisa hamitzvah. In the case of mezuzah, the clear maisa mitzvah is when you place mezuzah on the doorpost. Therefore, the brocha reflects the maisa hamitzvah, being kevei the mezuzah on the doorway. Whereas by tzitzis, when you wear the beged, that it's clear a maisa hamitzvah. And therefore by tzitzis, the chazal made the brocha on what is clearly a maisa mitzvah, which by tzitzis is wearing the beged.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.